To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
More than 65% of North American women are considered plus size, which is size 14 and up. Well, David, I am a proud size 12. I'm 5'10". I'm a tall woman with curves. I guess I'm almost plus size, which kind of shocks me, to be honest.
I was going to say, you're not in the category yet, so we're not even talking to you, Lisa.
I'm so close.
You know, when we talked about this subject, what comes to mind is Misha Barton. Okay, and here's an actress that really, just a few years ago, everybody talked about as being way too skinny. If you recall all the photographs, people made fun of how she eats. Is she anorexic? Now, just last month, the media jumps on it again. And they start talking about how much she's gained weight and cellulite. And no matter what you do, today's media is just not happy. And I got to tell you, you know, plus size is now the new norm. Women, it's great to look curvy and all. And so I get excited because our guest today is someone that I absolutely love. She's so much fun. Jackie Silver and I have actually worked on a project together. We've met up in New York at an event, and I'm excited to have our guest today. Jackie is the founder and president of Aging Backwards and the author Aging Backwards, Secrets to Staying Young. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
I'm excited. It's great to hear your voice again and to have you with us. And I gotta talk to you. You know, women are starting, like you say, it's going to be the new norm, okay? Is this added weight or these added curves really a plus? Because the media kind of talks both ways. They give you a hard time when you have weight. They give you a hard time if you don't have weight. Is this actually a benefit to be a plus size? What do you think?
Well, the funny thing about the media is some people, they allow to be plus, and they just call them curves. And other people who are, like, perfectly normal, they call them flaws. So, like, you can't go by that. But I have to tell you that in 1960, the average woman weighed 140 pounds, and today the average woman weighs 164 pounds. That is a huge leap, don't you think?
That is. And you say that's the new norm now, so is it more acceptable to, is that like a normal weight that we should shoot for?
Well, that was the question that I didn't answer, but, you know, like, okay, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I can't really say definitively what's good or what's bad, but I will say that I think it's a good thing that mainstream media and the population at large is accepting more of normal, regular-sized women. You know, not everybody is a size 2 or a size 0, and not everybody should be. So I think, you know, Lisa, like you were saying, you're 5'10", you're so tall, you would look just sickly if you were a size 2, you know?
Well, in both you ladies are beautiful ladies, and you know, maybe when we were all in college or 20 years old, you know, all of us, I'm going to say, had to be a little bit thinner. I know me especially, and so, but as we age, we enjoy life, we have our normal routines, and we gain a little bit of weight, but I think a lot of us think we should look like we did when we were 18 or 20, and I think having a few extra pounds, as you say, adds curves to women, and I think is a great thing, and we need to celebrate it, not necessarily like this poor Misha Barton that gets beat up no matter which direction she goes.
Well, you know what? Speaking of as we age, a few extra pounds, we definitely do need a few extra pounds to actually look like we did at 25, because what happens is if you weigh the same at 55 that you did at 25, you're not going to look the same. You're going to look sucked in and shriveled up. But if you have a few extra pounds from when you were 25 at age 55, and listen, I'm pushing 55, okay? But you go on my website and plus
you don't look it.
Person. Right, okay, people think I'm 35. But I still don't look that much different than I did at 25, even though I probably have 10 to 15 more pounds on me, because I look plump and juicy, I like to say. You know, you look alive and and juicier.
That is great. I'm gonna steal that from you. Plump and juicy. Well, one of the things that, you know, I'm going through, like many listeners, is perimenopause. And I mean, just since I'm 45, and since I turned 40, I've gained at least 20, 25 pounds. Now, I was too thin before, so it's a good thing. But there's a point where I'm like, wait, is this going to keep going? And I eat clean and exercise. So talk to us about the whole concept of aging backwards. I just feel like I'm aging forwards very quickly.
Good question. Well, good question. I'm anxious.
Yeah, stick with me, and you'll both stay young forever, and so will all the listeners. Because, listen, it's weird, but everyone who gets around me starts aging backwards. They can't help it. But as far as the weight goes, you know, that's something that you should actually ask your doctor about, and also anyone who's listening, because hormones do play a pivotal role in weight gain after 40. But listen, also, people need to get 8 hours of sleep. And a lot of people say, well, my body only needs 5 hours of sleep. But your body tunes up when you're sleeping, and that's when your hormones get all tuned up and balanced. So I always say, why pay for hormones when you can get them for free? So get your sleep.
That's important.
That's a great point.
We talk about it on the show a lot because a lot of us, we're all active. We've all got things going on in family lives, work lives, and we cut ourselves short of sleep, and it has such a health effect, you know, by us not. But let's keep going. For aging backwards, we talk about some things with weight. Let's talk about how to maybe look our best if we are a plus size. You know, what are some of the fashion tips you'd give us?
Well, I love that question. For fashion tips for regular clothes, and you've heard this before, but clothes that are fitted look much better than clothes that are, you know, loose, trying to hide something. A lot of people think, oh, if I wear loose clothes, it looks like I'm losing weight. It actually doesn't. If you wear fit clothes that fit you no matter what your shape, you look a whole lot better. But let's talk about bathing suits, because it's summer, and people, you know, now that Memorial Day has passed, people are thinking, oh, no, I have to get into a bathing suit, okay? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, there's so many cute bathing suits out there now, and what the creators are finding out that if they put shapewear inside their bathing suit, we like it so much better. So look for bathing suits that have shapewear inside, like a built-in bra or a built-in tummy, you know, compression. Those are wonderful, as well as the darker colors, or what's really cute is a tankini. So it's a two-part bathing suit with a tank top and a bottom, but you don't have to show any midriff, so you can look for, like, a dark tankini top with maybe a colorful bottom if you're top-heavy. If you're bottom-heavy, you could look for, like, a black bottom with a cute colorful top and a nice sarong. So there's all kinds of ways to look beautiful and slim at the beach.
Okay, now you brought up bathing suits and going to the beach. What about cellulite? Is that a problem just for plus-size women, or is that a problem for everybody?
That's a problem for girls starting at 15 years old, okay? But I actually discovered a fabulous new thing. It's a workout called the MELT method, M-E-L-T. And have you heard of it?
We have. We've
had
the author on
it.
Yes?
Well, yes, the MELT method is so fantastic. And for people who are listening who don't know it, you use the roller to, you know, just roll, and you can take classes. But it actually smooths out the fascia and hydrates the, you know what it is, but I'm just telling people who are listening, it hydrates your muscles, your cartilage, all of the above, and it also smooths out the fascia between the muscle and the skin. And I've been doing the MELT method for maybe just about 6 weeks, and I noticed my legs and my hips and buttocks just look much smoother.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. That is where my biggest weight problem is. I'd love to wear a bikini because my stomach is fine, but I carry all my weight in my thighs and the cellulite. Oh boy. So I'm definitely going to try that. David, I'm guessing you don't have the cellulite.
I'm keeping quiet. I don't want to admit anything.
You know what?
I admit way too much.
Well, actually, men don't get cellulite as much as women.
No.
I mean, like, they barely get it all. But you know what? They have to shave their beard every day, so...
Well, you know, we still have to watch our weight. We still got to eat healthy. And Jackie, I appreciate you being on with us. You've brought us some great tips. Everybody listening, I ask you, please go to our website, agingbackwards.com. Pick up her book, Aging Backwards, Secrets to Staying Young. She's got an awesome book. She's an awesome lady. We're going to have her join us for some more conversation shortly. And I want to tell you, Jackie, it's been a pleasure. This is David Pollack, beauty expert, with my co-host, the beautiful Lisa Davis on Radio MD. Stay healthy.